Okay. Any question? What are we talking about? What are we talking about? We are book four. Means we are looking at a great step, which is unification, coming together. Why we need that? Because of this. The brain of the animal is the separatist. The first thing your brain does, really the first thing, the basic, is to divide the existence between me and the rest of the universe. Is there really a separation? Could I be isolated without this environment? First of all, what is my body? How about the air that I have down there? It's a part of my life. If the air is not there, I suffocate, I die. But no, there is me. And we talked about this me. This me is the enemy of this path. Because this path is coming together, coming outside of you. This is what identifies human being. This is our difference. The difference, main difference between we, the people, and the animal is what? Is something which is not in each of us. All the animals, when they are born, they have whatever they need, and they live with it, and they die, right? And we could do the same, but we have something else. What is it? This talking. What is talking? Do you remember? I said everything is started with talking, because we're talking. The main principle of the animal starts to crack. The animal is a very serious politician. Cheating, lying, doing all the nonsenses to survive, to save me. Grabbing the pieces from the others, punishing them, and all that. They love their privacy. Humanity started to lose the privacy when we started to talk. When you talk, I know what's in your mind. I know what kind of human being you are. This is talking. And when you talk, what's coming out of you? It's not your animal at all. It's culture. You learn it. It came to you from outside. Where is the culture? Where is it? It's in the air. It's because we are here. That was the first thing, was talking. Second thing was writing. Writing eliminated the time differences. We are listening to Rumi. And the third step is happening right now. You are the exceptional, lucky generation to witness it. Cyberspace. A common space which belongs to human culture. It doesn't belong to this biology. This is what it is. So we see the change. We like to change, but that is the problem. Here we started to talk about unification. How did Rumi start? First thing is a lesson. Even when you are not qualified, you just get lucky and you drop in the garden of beloved, suddenly you become a greatest. Almost. And that's not the worst part of it. The worst part is when you're ready to have sex with beloved and she's delivering. the thing you do next is the worst, because you bring excuses for all those weaknesses inside. This is what it is. That was the first story. For unification, you should know a lot of stuff first that you shouldn't do. First is, don't be yourself. You should change. You should be qualified to be a real good human being. And for that, you should change. What is the main change you should do? Do you remember? The first thing Rumi told you, when you observe outside and you realize that these physical scientific answers are not what you are looking for, you should go to the mosque, to the place that you bow down. Why? We will see it in this book. We saw it with different stuff, but in this book, seriously, we will see it. Arrogance. What's the name of arrogance? Pharaoh. In Arabic, arrogance means tafarroq. Pharaoh means that son of a gun, arrogant fellow. That's what the meaning of the word is. We choose it like that. We're not talking about one person. When you hear about the Pharaoh, which one do you understand? There is one Pharaoh who is the father. Then there is another one. For us, no difference. Because that story is made to make us understand what's inside. What is this arrogant fellow here? For this, we need Moses, which is a light in your dream. Do you remember? Moses starts with a light in the dream of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh tries to stop it. Stupidly. Because he will help it. All the helps for that happening. If Pharaoh did nothing, there was no Moses. Because the father of Moses was working in the palace, and the mother was in the village. He brought them together. That's how it happens. He said, we'll talk about that, but you should understand the first major thing that you need is humbleness. And with humbleness, we don't mean to be low. To be humble towards the heart, the values that we are talking about. To understand that personal value is just daydreaming. The real value is something which is good for all of us. Goodness is there. Then is your second mistake. You think that we want to take something from you. Did we say that? Did we ever told you, give us something? No. The only thing we are talking to you is to lose something from yourself, clean up. Eliminate some animal part. When Solomon sends for Belgrace, Belgrace will send 40 camels of the gold. Solomon will say, gold. All the lands in my property are gold. I don't ask something. What I'm asking is to be qualified to receive better. This is what it is all. And when I give you something good, you get too busy with your imagination that you will leave that something good and you will lose it because you go around the story of Halima. Then we came back to Solomon. Who is Solomon? Solomon is one story made for you to understand the quality we are talking about. You say, you have to change to become someone else. That someone else, the best example is Solomon. What the word means, Solomon? First of all, healthy, surrendered, logically understandable and approved. That's Musalman. So these are the words that is making that Solomon. Why? What is the personality of someone? Do you know, remember? Solomon is the only prophet who is so humble that will talk to an ant, will talk to the crowd, will talk to everyone. Doesn't punish anyone. Practically doesn't do anything. Solomon is just good. Period. What does Solomon do? Nothing. Practically. Here you will hear that, oh no, this Solomon does a lot. Because the Solomon will explain to you how could you be. First of all, have you ever heard about some need of Solomon? No, he's needless. He's living a normal life. He doesn't need even a big palace and thing like that. When he wants to go somewhere, the carpet will fly in. Magic. Why? Because he's the chosen one. And he does only the things that he will like, not he will order. He's not ordered to do something, but he is a very likable fellow. It's an example. When we want to talk about the personality, Solomon is it. Do you remember the story, how he chose Belgrade? Through a lot of trouble just to see the feet of that lady, because we want to walk in the path, so we want our brain to have feet to walk with us, all that. So the Solomon story is almost finished. We understood what he was talking about. Mainly he was talking about your intelligence and how it works. The last main stuff was your intellect is the vizier and overcome by sensuality. In the being is a brigand. This is what your brain is. The only enemy you have is you. Outside, if you have an enemy, you will not survive. Everything is pampering you to be here. The only enemy is you. Ego, selfishness, that arrogance in Pharaoh type. He talked about it and he said, okay, this is it. That Solomon, do you remember? What was the weakness of this Solomon? Oh, he did a very silly thing. One day washing his hand, he put out the finger, that ring.